This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken beat back criticism of the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan on Monday at a contentious congressional hearing where at least one Republican called on him to resign. In testy exchanges with lawmakers, Blinken defended President Joe Biden's decision to pull out and push back on accusations that the State Department might have done more to help Americans and at-risk Afghans to be evacuated, blaming the previous administration for lacking a plan. He repeatedly noted that Republican former President Donald Trump had negotiated the withdrawal agreement with the Taliban and said President Biden's administration did not consider renegotiating because a threat from the group to resume killing Americans. Members of Congress, Biden's fellow Democrats, as well as opposition Republicans, have planned hearings since the Taliban seized control of the country last month after rapid advance. The United Nations drummed up more than $1.2 billion in emergency pledges on Monday for helping 11 million Afghans facing an escalating humanitarian crisis in their homeland and millions more elsewhere in the region as a UN human rights chief voiced concerns about the Taliban's first steps in establishing power in a beleaguered and impoverished country. At the first high-level conference on Afghanistan since the Taliban took power a month ago, the Western governments, big traditional donors and others announced pledges that went beyond the $606 million that the United Nations was seeking to cover costs through the end of the year for protecting Afghans from looming humanitarian disasters. The UN humanitarian chief, Martin Griffiths, announced at the close of the ministerial meeting that more than $1.2 billion in humanitarian and development had been raised. This is VOA News. Russia's Vladimir Putin and Syria's Bashar al-Assad have been met in Moscow to discuss the cooperation between their armies and how to continue operations to gain control of the last rebel-held areas in Syria. The Monday night meeting between the two presidents was in the first since they held a summit in the Syrian capital in January last year. The Syrian state TV described it as a long meeting and said that the two were later joined by Syria's foreign minister and Russia's defense minister to discuss mutual relations in fighting terrorism. Putin also blasted the presence of foreign forces in parts of Syria, an apparent reference to hundreds of U.S. troops who are in eastern Syria working with Kurdish-led fighters and battling the Islamic State group, and also Turkish forces in northern Syria. Putin said the presence of the foreigners is illegal because they have no approval by the UN or Assad's government. Senior diplomats from Japan, the United States, and South Korea Tuesday called on North Korea to return to talks over its missile and nuclear development a day after Pyongyang announced it successfully tested new long-range cruise missiles, suggesting advancement of its military capabilities. The three-way meeting in Tokyo included the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea's Policy and South Korea's Special Representative for Korean Peninsula Peace and Security Affairs, as well as Japan's Director General for Asian and Oceanic Affairs. The U.S. Envoy Kim said that the three countries were open to diplomacy with the North as we see to make a tangible progress that increases the security of the United States and our allies. He called on North Korea to respond positively to multiple offers to meet with preconditions, without preconditions. The average person does not need a COVID-19 booster yet. That's according to an international group of scientists, including two top U.S. regulators. The experts reviewed studies of the vaccine's performance and concluded the shots are working well despite the extra contagious Delta variant, especially against severe disease. India's leaders are anxiously watching the Taliban take over in Afghanistan, fearing that it will benefit their bitter rival Pakistan and feed a long simmering insurgency in the disputed region of Kashmir, where militants already have a foothold. The lieutenant general, a former military commander for northern India between 2014 and 2016, said militant groups based across the border in Pakistan would certainly try and push men into Kashmir following the Taliban victory in Afghanistan. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.